Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 2. Preparing a New PC. Examine your PC to see if it meets the minimum requirements for Vista. These requirements are an 800 MHz CPU, 512 MB of RAM, a hard disk with 15 GB of free space, and a video card with support for SVGA graphics. Run Microsoft Upgrade Advisor on the PC to determine possible hardware and software-related issues. If you are installing the Enterprise or Ultimate editions of Vista and plan to implement BitLocker, create a small partition of at least 1.5 GB. This partition is needed for the unencrypted boot information needed to load the system. Installing Windows Vista Business Edition. If you are upgrading a large number of PCs, the Windows Vista Hardware Assessment Tool can be used to inventory up to 25,000 computers. A Key Management Server, or KMS, can be used if the company has a KMS volume license and at least 25 computers running the Windows Vista Business or Enterprise Edition. If you choose to use the Business Edition of Vista, keep in mind that neither parental controls nor BitLocker can be implemented. Parental controls are available on all versions of Vista except Business and Enterprise, and BitLocker is only available in the Enterprise and Ultimate editions. Upgrading to Windows Vista Business Edition. Backup all critical files and folders. The recommended minimum files and folders are important documents, data, music, and video files, Internet Explorer favorites, and any other critical files you have on your XP system. Make sure the upgrade option is not grayed out and disabled when attempting to upgrade your system from a prior version of Windows XP. If the option is grayed out, this could be due to the fact that the Vista install DVD needs to be inserted while XP is running, or an upgrade from your version of XP to that version of Vista is not supported. Both XP Home and XP Professional can be upgraded to the Business Edition of Windows Vista. Windows XP Media Center cannot be upgraded to Windows Vista Business Edition. Troubleshooting installation issues. Check the motherboard manufacturer's website for any issues related to Vista and any recommended changes to firmware updates to the BIOS. The Vista installation DVD can be used to repair problems with the operating systems. Options such as a system restore, startup repair, and Windows memory diagnostics can be run from the Vista installation DVD. Verify that the minimum hardware requirements have been met and that the PC's hard drive has enough available disk space. Frequently asked questions. Question: how many editions of Vista are there? Answer: there are 6 editions of Vista: Starter, Home Basic, Home Premium, Business, Enterprise, and the Ultimate Edition. Question: what is the function of the Windows Experience Index? Answer: the Windows Experience Index looks at 5 parameters: processor, RAM, graphics, gaming graphics, and primary hard disk ratings to determine your system's score from 1.0 to 5.9, with 1.0 being the lowest overall score. Question: what is Volume Activation 2.0? Answer: Vista and Server 2008 use Activation 2.0, which is different than the Activation 1.0 used by XP in 2003. With Volume Activation 2.0, all copies of Vista, including volume license copies, need to be activated. Question: what types of volume license keys are offered with Windows Vista? Answer: the different volume license key types offered with Windows Vista are key management service keys and multiple activation keys. All copies of Windows Vista, including volume license copies, must be activated. Question: do I need to have more than one partition if I am planning to use BitLocker? Answer: no. BitLocker only requires a separate small partition for the unencrypted boot information needed to load the system. Question: what is Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor? Answer: Windows Vista Upgrade Advisor gives users information about potential hardware and software issues that could arise after they install the Windows Vista operating system on their system. Question: what are the minimum requirements for the Business Edition of Vista? Answer: the minimum requirements for Windows Vista Business are a 1 GHz 32-bit or 64-bit processor, 1 GB of system memory, a 40 GB hard drive with 15 GB of free space, and a video card with 128 MB of graphics memory. Question: what happened to the Documents and Settings folder? Answer: users' profiles are now stored in the Users folder. The Documents and Settings folder still exists as a link for legacy purposes and is referred to by Microsoft as a junction point.